If you look back on the earliest episodes of All in the Family, there was nothing lovable about Archie Bunker. When he first appeared in American homes in 1971, Archie was an unvarnished bigot who seemed unredeemed by cuddliness or self-doubt. He was, however, somewhat restrained by television's more squeamish sensitivities in the 1970s. His ridiculous characterizations of blacks, Jews, Hispanics, homosexuals, women, and liberals were more picturesque than pointed, and usually so ridiculous they pointed back at Archie. There were critics who believed that producer Norman Lear and the Manhattan Malibu creative set were being more than a bit disingenuous, encouraging people to laugh at wisecracks that should have made them squirm. But Mr. Lear and Carol O'Connor, the gifted actor who played Archie Bunker, went on to create a real human character, not a cardboard cutout of a bigot who could be propped up, denounced, and put away until the next performance. Carol O'Connor died this week at the age of 76. He once told television critics, "I couldn't play Archie for so many years, get up each day and be him, if I couldn't find something underneath to care about, something to understand him." Mr. O'Connor played Archie Bunker for 12 years. As his performance proceeded, you could see that much of Archie's anger was just a lot of steam, something to vent when he felt pain and confusion in a world he was finding hard to recognize. If he wasn't a card-carrying member of the NAACP, neither was Archie clad under a Klansman's robes. The worst part of him was all mouth. You heard it coming like a foghorn. The best part, the hard-working man, loyal husband, and loving father, was buried deeper inside. In the end, Archie's anger scalded only himself. The show and the characterization of Archie incorporated the kind of events that overwhelmed a lot of other television. The women's movement, racial tensions, and abortion became personal issues. But I remember one episode in which Archie and Edith Bunker, beautifully played by Jean Stapleton, each awoke with doubt in the middle of the night about going on together. At show's end, nothing had changed. But that's not the same as saying nothing happened. Two people had weighed their lives and decided to stay together. Few decisions are more dramatic than that. When good popular entertainment edges into art, it's not all simple and resolved. It keeps us going with the mystery of human complications. Carol O'Connor's deft and evolving portrayal of Archie Bunker reminded us, for a dozen years and ever since, that no really interesting person is finished growing up into a human being.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great.